Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, just trying to get everything situated right here. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Hello, hello.
Oh my goodness, we got the Kalaszet with us today, right?
The Kala what?
Kalaszet.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Kalaszewski.
God bless you.
You spell that Steve K. Steve K.
That'll work.
Actually, I could spell it. That was one of my big tests. Okay, we're going to spell this name. Kalaszewski. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. He used to say, like, just leave this the F off of chef or C or something. I'm like, dude. We're more simple. We need some rhymes.
If you have to give a story to help people pronounce your name, it's just too long.
We have to understand. We learned reading on Hooked on Phonics. We need sounds and all.
That's right.
Well, I want to welcome our VFN TV and daily radio audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world, and on the Gulf Coast. We're so excited about coming to you in your living rooms on the Gulf Coast every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you catch us there. And if you miss it, don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. Got so many ways to listen. We really, it's amazing what God is doing with VFNTV. It is very amazing. And there's some things that, you know, that have been laid down for you that are still unfolding because things have been moving so quickly. It's not that we wouldn't do it a little bit differently, but when you're running and as out of shape as much as I am, not these two guys, when you're out of heaven, you just gotta do what you can do on the journey. And we do have intentions even making that even better. But what's so cool, when it's the presence of God, the power of God, and the Word of God, it really doesn't matter. You know, you don't need fancy, enticing things. You just need the truth, right?
Amen.
That's what Paul said, right? He made it his point not to go into a place with fancy, enticing words. Hence, Southern folks talking to the nation. Who would ever thunk it? But we want to thank Bubba for breaking the grounds. Bubba and Rick and Bubba out of Birmingham. I think they're out of Birmingham. We're going to be talking about today very serious news that's coming out of Israel. Pay attention to Israel. If you want to know, you know, what's going to be happening in the world, what's going to be happening with the church, you can see what's happening with Israel. You know, as you've been if you've been following us and VFN TV and Daily Radio Program, remember we stand up for God and country in that order. And Israel. Why? Because God says, this is what we're supposed to do. Remember, we want to remember Israel in so many different ways, but one way, not only the fact that they're setting the standard for the world now, America is no longer presently setting the standard, an amazing standard of restraint and grace and mercy and intense protection of their people and their state, but also the fact that God said, you stand with Israel. You bless Israel and I'll bless you. Mm-hmm. And, remember that if when you read your Bibles, and I'm sure you read them every day, you're not part of the 81% that doesn't even pick it up at the church, that in Romans chapter 11, he lets us know that they're the ones that carried the word of God to us, which we can see in the Old Testament. But the New Testament lets them know that the reason why we have the Bible is because the Jews carried it to us. And I know this is going to shock you too, that Jesus is Jewish, you know, and the disciples, they're Jewish. And up until the time of Acts chapter 8, it pretty much was all Jews. Mm-hmm. There were Christians, and then all of a sudden, Cornelius, God broke the ice, the Gentile iceberg, with Cornelius in his house and began to show everyone who was presently Christians that God was going to save the Gentiles too. And by the way, Gentile means if you're not a Jew, that's you. That's a very important thing. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that today as well. About the Holy Spirit, how important, you know, how in the world the very thing that identified you can come in, the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of Jesus baptizing the Gentiles in the Holy Spirit and the Jews in the Holy Spirit and then comparing the two and knowing that that non-Jews could come in. Then now the church today is not even letting them in. It's like, it makes you just ask the question, if you won't let God's Spirit in, are you even in? Mm. So you won't pay attention to that because if you're not, you can come in. You can come in, you can get back and do like Peter did. Peter's like, I remembered the words of Jesus.
said, this is what Jesus said.
This is
what he said was going to happen.
Yeah, right, right. It was just like, oh, yeah, Jesus, Son of God, Trinity, only way to God. Oh, yes, he's right. Jesus is right, right?
That's right.
That's important. By the way, in case you're wondering if he's right, he's right. Jesus is right. Also, we're going to be talking more in the aspect of Israel and how the CNN news is reporting that Israel has began to establish an operation called Operation Protective Edge. You know, when you're 70 miles wide, you've got to focus on your edges.
Yeah.
And so they've intensely, I believe it's like 65 responses every time a missile will be fired out of the elbow towards the shoulder. I mean, that's how close, you know, West Bank is, mm-hmm. West Bank Israel is to the southern portions of Israel. And they're firing rockets just at random into the population areas. And Israel's coming, and you know, by God's grace, you know, they haven't been hit to my knowledge at this point. Mm-hmm. But there's bomb shelters all over Israel. I mean, even the bus stations, we had a chance to participate in helping buy one of those bomb shelters.
Yeah,
that was
that.
So exciting.
That was cool.
You know, thanks to Lynn Ballinger and Kufi and Dan Livingston and all those guys who connected us with Texas, Kufi.
Yeah.
The one that can say anything and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And him, Salt.
Yes.
Adjective. Anyway, so
wow.
The it's okay.
Drawing a blank.
Drawing mm-hmm. a blank.
No.
Okay. We're sucking air. We better move. Okay. So the and we got a chance to be able. So when they're running today, we're gonna show you. They have a video out. The IDF, Israeli Defense Force, has a video out showing what it takes. It takes 15 seconds to get to a nearby bomb shelter, and they have a video kind of showing that. So we're going to mm-hmm. show you kind of what that's like to live under such enemy kind mm-hmm. of to come in against you, and also an actual one that's taking place as we speak. And I want us to – my personal desire is for you to connect, to have empathy for Israel. You know, understand that Israel is Jacob, but Jacob fought the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you – relate and connect and empathize and pray for and support Israel, you're supporting the apple of God's eye. I mean, but if you just ignore them and don't pay attention to them, you're ignoring God. Mm-hmm. And so they're not God, but they're God's people that he chose to magnify his name and to show how awesome he is. And they are not all, because some are saved now, but they are blinded, if you would, from seeing Jesus as the Messiah, so that you, a non-Jew or a Gentile, can come into the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And one day that blinder is going to be removed, and they're going to go, I can't believe you didn't come in. Mm-hmm. You know, and those are the original branches he talks about, and we're grafted in branches. Mm-hmm. In is in, praise God. And so we'll be talking about that and understanding, you know, need to get perspective of what's taking place. And we're going to go right into this after the spray. We got so much more also in the second program, our next program. Make sure you catch us all week long, because we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting things this week. One is, you know, about being fishers of men. We've got this hilarious video where this guy has put a $20 bill on the end of a fishing string, and he throws it out in a crowd, and he watches just like a fish, just like you're a fish, watching grown folk
wow.
running after this $20 bill. But the question is, when somebody preaches the gospel, do you come after Jesus? Mm. Or is it money? You can't make money and God your God. You have to choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Are adults allowed to speak at a school event concerning religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, do I, as a pastor or an adult, if I'm invited by a student to speak, if they ask me to, at the school ground?
You probably would if the school allows on-campus visitors that are not parents or guardians. That's going to be the question. And then, if it's before the beginning of the school day, it really should not be a problem to participate in the event that way. However, it does need to be overall. The event should be student-led and student-initiated. That is the test that the Supreme Court consistently utilizes on these issues, and that's what I would encourage you to be looking at. And also, let the school know you're coming. That's critically important here.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
By the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, I'm ready to go home. Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, I believe. Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going right into Israel. What's taking place in Israel? Amazing. They're calling, I believe, 40-something thousand reserves up right now to be able to come and defend her. As a matter of fact, CNN is reporting that they started Operation Protective Edge. Take a look at this, and we'll be right back.
They have launched an offensive which they've named Operation Protective Edge. And already the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, say that they have hit 50 targets inside the Gaza Strip, 4 homes belonging to Hamas militants in precision targeting. You can see behind me the northern Gazan cities of Beit Hanun and Jabalia, and over in front of me there is the Israeli city of Sderot. So if rockets come out of Gaza towards Sderot, the citizens there have 15 seconds when they hear the air raid sirens to get to a shelter. And there are reinforced concrete shelters pretty much everywhere. Even the bus shelters in the city of Sderot are reinforced bus shelters because they have so little time to seek shelter. Hamas saying there were 70 rockets fired just yesterday night. The IDF saying that 90 rockets came over from Gaza yesterday alone, that in the last 2 weeks they've seen a huge increase in the number of rockets coming over from Hamas militants within Gaza, and that their primary objective in Operation Protective Edge is to hit Hamas targets inside of Gaza, whilst their secondary objective is, of course, to reduce or to cut out altogether this stream of rockets. And Rosemary, you mentioned whether they would be using any kind of ground troops within Gaza itself. Well, that is seen as a possibility. They say that they are going to recruit more reservists with a view to possible ground maneuvers in the future, but it would take really quite a lot of troops if they do want to send in troops into Gaza itself, Rosemary.
And Diane, of course, the trigger for this latest round of violence in the Middle East was the killing of those 3 Israeli students and, of course, then a Palestinian teenager. What more are we learning about the perpetrators of these brutal crimes?
Well, 6 Jewish suspects have been taken into custody in relation to the murder of that 16-year-old Palestinian teenager, Mohammed Abu Qadir. and three of them have apparently confessed to the crime. He, of course, was abducted last week very early on Wednesday morning from outside his home and taken to woods outside of West Jerusalem, where he was, according to the autopsy, burnt alive, hit on the right-hand side of his head, but inside his lungs there were traces of soot, which the autopsy would lead you to suggest that he was still breathing when he was set on fire. And that, of course, triggered very severe clashes, not just in East Jerusalem, but also in the north of Israel, and an increase in rocket activity coming over from Gaza. And that really, alongside last month's abduction of those three, or kidnapping of those three Israeli teens, and their subsequent discovery of their bodies at the end of June, that has been the sort of start for all of this activity that we've seen now, which has last night entered a whole new phase.
Amazing. I cannot believe what is taking place right now. And, you know, this is tragic with a 16-year-old boy from the Palestinian area that has been taken, supposedly burned alive because they found smoke and stuff inside of his lungs. There were some of the reports are. Mm-hmm. And but there, this outrage was not going on when there was three teenagers that were taken and they were burned and their car was killed and their cars was burned. Jewish. Which these are just like neighbors. These are just like, mm-hmm. This is not like some huge country.
Right.
And the outrage should have been all the way around. And that's what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he has the right viewpoint in talking about this, saying that justice will be served and we will deal with, you know, whoever's done this, and they will, the full weight of the law will be against them. And so they've immediately arrested the suspects that they appear as, I think they're just interviewing them right now, but mm-hmm. they brought justice in, which was different when the Palestinian government had a chance to arrest the ones and potentially reportedly Hamas that, mm-hmm. you know, took these three teenage boys, Jewish boys, and they didn't. They just had to find their bodies laid out in the field.
Right.
You know, and this is, the whole thing is a provoking move. And just this morning, as a matter of fact, Pat Robinson on CBN says that it looks like Israel will be going to war. But first, I want you to see this report from CBN in a Christian perspective, because they're bracing for an escalation coming out of a Gaza offensive about to take place. Watch this.
Israel launched Operation Protective Edge against Hamas overnight, striking back at 50 terrorist positions. The goal is to stop the increased rocket attacks, which Israeli citizens have endured for weeks. Israel also came up with some of its army reserves. And as Chris Mitchell reports, many from Israel's border with Gaza, the situation could escalate.
Over the past few weeks, more than 200 rockets have slammed into southern Israel from Gaza. Sirens have been heard in Tel Aviv and near Jerusalem. That puts nearly 2 million Israelis in rocket range. The front line of this battle is Gaza City.
We can hear right now the IAF is striking targets here in Gaza City. That's where many of the rockets from Hamas have been fired from. And now you can see the plume of smoke in the distance where they're responding.
Israel says it's hit dozens of Hamas targets to stop the rockets into Israel. For Israelis living under the shadow of these attacks, it can be terrifying.
Even when everything seems to be quiet, you have to be ready from your inside that maybe in a couple of minutes you will hear the alarm, and then you have 10 seconds to save your life, to run to a shelter. And it's crazy.
We definitely expect this to escalate. We should be expecting today sirens going off, I would say, in Tel Aviv region.
Noam Bedin of the Sderot Media Center says there's a major difference between the way Hamas fires its rockets and how Israel responds.
Hamas are firing these rockets towards the civilian populations in the Western Negev or Israeli population in southern Israel. When Israel tries to retaliate, it uses the most advanced technology and air forces with the purpose to pinpoint the target itself in Gaza, never the population.
Israel's Air Force commander estimates Hamas has fired 97% of their rockets out of population centers. Israel says its actions are justified.
At present, with the range of their rockets improving, Hamas has managed to force 1 million Israelis into shelters. The government of Israel will not tolerate that situation continuing.
The U.S. State Department said Israel has the right to defend itself, and we certainly support that.
There is no country in the world that will tolerate even one rocket being fired towards a territory.
From this vantage point, you can watch Hamas fire its rockets and then see the Israeli Air Force strike back. The concern for many is that this is the front lines of what could be a much wider confrontation. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, on the Israeli-Gaza border.
Over 1 million Israelis are being forced into bomb shelters. I mean, think about this. I mean, think about a state, your whole nation fitting in the size of New Jersey. Possibly Rhode Island, I'm not sure, yeah, but I know that several times it could fit inside New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is happening inside your state. Plus, you're surrounded by nations who want to see your demise. Plus, you're seeing things like ISIS happen around you and the Syrian uprising and the Egyptian, you know, situation happening there with Morsi being gone, Muslim Brotherhood coming up, and Jordan and Iran and Iraq. And it's just like, it's just like every nation around Israel has become a trembling cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he talks about. I mean, you're looking at the fulfillment of prophecy. Men may tell you all day long that they know all this and all that, but the truth is, even Peter didn't know God was about to save the Gentiles.
Right.
God was doing what he was going to do. And Jesus said he doesn't even know the hour or the time. So you want to be ready. And one way to be ready, understand in the end, God is going to judge every man based on what he did with the land, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come to the valley of judgment, you know, and he's going to deal with, you know, what did you do with the land? And if you never stood up, if you did something as simple as, you know, becoming a, you know, a sponsor or a partner with VFN TV and Daily Radio Program, that's what you're standing up for Israel. You're standing up for a original intent of this nation, the nation of America. And also, you can join CUFI, Christians United for Israel. You can go into Israel like we are by supporting us. You're actually supporting Do Good Ministries right there in Tel Aviv with Avi Mizrahi and all the things that are taking place. I mean, do something. Mm. Do something before this thing escalates. And if maybe, you know, if God sees us standing with Israel once again, he will breathe a fresh breath air of a third great awakening over our nation. But if we just turn our backs the way it looks like we're doing right now with these children on these buses that are riding around from city to city, you know, you got to have a Christian perspective of how you're going to do. If somebody puts Jesus on a bus and rides him around because they're trying to push their agenda, you don't reject Jesus to save your agenda. You welcome Jesus into your city. You ask what you can do. You worship him. And then you seek his advice about what to do. And if children are being brought on buses into our cities, and you're hearing things like, you know, we can't afford these kids. And it's like, we're the richest nation in the world. They may have to give up a third car or an extra television or something, but we can't before God said we can't afford them.
Yeah.
And so think about a Christian perspective right now. One Christian perspective is stand with Israel. Stand with Israel any way that you can. By standing with VFN TV, Data Radio Program, you are standing with them. That's how you're hearing this message right now. And now I want to show you these bomb shelters. Everybody has access to a bomb shelter right now in Israel, and they even turn their bus stations into bomb shelters because you don't have enough time to get away. It takes 15 seconds. So the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, when you hear IDF, that's their military. The Israeli Defense Force did this video to be able to demonstrate how quickly 15 seconds goes away, and showing not even runners can run this fast, the fastest runners in the world. You have such a limited amount of time. Take a look at this. And if you're on the radio, don't forget you can go to the VFN Torch to be able to see it at VFNTV.com. Watch this. It ends with even the world's fastest runner wouldn't even make it in time.
Wow.
Understand that this is Satan's attack, his captives, whoever he's holding captive, attack against God.
Mm-hmm.
And God's people are running for their lives, children and women. We're about to show you one. These missiles are coming in right now, being fired in the southern portions of Israel. its widest point is like 70 miles wide. So these, imagine missiles coming into your, I don't know, your community, your neighborhood. And they're having to run for these shelters. And I'm going to show you this in just a minute. You can see this on the VFN Torch if you're on the radio, so you can, you won't miss it. But understand that here they are swimming in the pool, just living their life, and all of a sudden these alarms go off. You hear the siren go off, and that siren goes off. It means that you can be bombed. You could be die any second now. Mm-hmm. And when I was in law enforcement, we were more concerned about crazy folks with guns than we were with sane folks, because sane folks can aim. Crazy folks, you know, you could go down because they're just firing whatever.
They're all over the place.
This is whatever, you know. It's the ones who lost their mind that can hurt you, you know. Mm-hmm. And these things are just shooting off all over the place. And so as you hear reports, they're getting together reportedly 40,000 reserve troops. And the thing about Israel, we could learn so much. You've got to serve 2 years in the Israeli Defense Force to defend the nation that you will now live in. And in America, it's like, 1%, is it? You know?
Everybody in Israel does that.
Yeah, right.
Everybody.
Women, children, women, men. Yeah. But it's like 1% of Americans, right, serve in the military.
Yeah, probably even less than that.
Less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you a perspective of what it takes to be able to maintain this freedom that they have. Yeah. They're the only free nation over there. So I want you to see this. This is just a short video, but this is it actually happening right now, just during the last day when this bomb was coming into southern Israel. And this is what it's like being a Jew living in Israel right this moment. Watch this.
It's a booming.
Tragic. This is what's happening as Americans go get their next Frappuccino or their cappuccino, as they march up and down and say, I'm not getting paid enough money, as 97% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, 97% that go at least once every 2 weeks, are robbing from God. While we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer, while we're telling the world that we can't afford to take care of these children that are coming on these buses. And it's like, it's not going to be. We need to wake up. Mm. If this can happen to Israel, America, no matter what anybody tells you, if this can happen to Israel, it can happen to America. It's only God that protects us and keeps us safe. When we come back from this break, I want to be able to tell you a few things that the Lord is showing us in regards to, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. We've got to prepare ourselves. Mm. God knows those who are His and protects those who are His. And the purpose of it is to bring in a large harvest into the kingdom of God. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Oh, Robinson.
War with Germany has ended. The forces of freedom have triumphed.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Of happiness.
Hold the line, boys!
Hey,
imagine the unimaginable. What would the world look like if America did not exist?
America, in theaters this summer.
If you're tired of religion, think about this. If you're tired of all these mechanisms and supporting these ziggurats and these all these things going on, if you're ready to get into the kingdom, you know, find someone who's hearing from God. Find a gathering that's hearing from God. Find an apostolic center. Find one of those hubs. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. You know, we're located on the Gulf Coast. And Pensacola, Florida, a very significant things that have happened since God told us to establish it here. But they're all around the place. North Carolina, you have Morning Star, you have Church of His Presence in Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick. Mm-hmm. You have IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle. You have Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He got the good one. Right? He got Texas, man. And so... it's amazing what, and so God is doing this all over the place, but you want to get into that place. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says, visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, mm-hmm. and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFN-TV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together, so you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I want to let you know that the movie America is playing as we speak. And I know that those that are on the Gulf Coast, I think it's playing at a Carmike Theater. And check a listing near you. But now's the time to see it. You want to see it. It's going to answer so many things for you. And Pat and I had a chance to go see it and review it ourselves. And we were very encouraged.
Yeah.
And you'll be very encouraged because it's a rapid and well done history mm-hmm. lesson that kind of answers a lot of questions, a lot of things that are being said right now. It's playing right now in a theater near you. Well, you know, Costco, speaking of the movie, Costco, the big box, one of the big box stores, mm-hmm. has reports are that they're pulling the book, censorship, they're pulling the book, I believe it's like thecount.com and other sites are reporting it. They're having the book, the best-selling book by Dinesh D'Souza.
D'Souza.
America, Imagine the World Without Her. They're pulling the book off the shelves.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Think about this. It's like, do you not, Costco, you know, that's how you got here, the freedom to be able to do business exactly. and to do commerce. And, you know, you didn't build that.
Yeah.
So shoppers came in there and buy in this wow. stuff. It's like, why are you're ashamed of America? And this particular movie, I mean, it lays out truth mm-hmm. in such a clear mm-hmm. way that it helps you. It doesn't deny anything. It just lays it out and gives a perspective of the world and mankind and America and from the beginning to today. And you just go, oh, okay, now I can see. Out of all the countries and nations that have ever existed, that America has taken the higher road. Mm-hmm. Sad to say, the road wasn't that high in some instances, but because of our founding fathers and God's original intent for this nation, we were able to get to those places. Nothing had to change, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said. We just had to live up to the papers, what was written on the papers. I mean, we had to change, but our Constitution didn't have to change. He stayed loyal to God as a Christian and loyal to as an American citizen. And we as Americans, you know, that generation had to rise to the occasion and say, let's get back. And I heard, you know, we just celebrated LBJ, signing of the Civil Rights Act. And I was watching them pass out pens and all this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, like, you know, some of you guys are the ones that did this, the filibuster for so many years. It was like 10 filibusters, by the way, something like that for the Civil Rights Bill before maybe even 12. The 12th one got through, but it took President Kennedy's death potentially for that to take place. And I was watching these guys take these pens, you know. He had LBJ was like, I don't know, 10,000 pens he's using to sign it. And Dr. King was in the back of the crowd, kind of in that crowd. But you had all these, you know, I'm sure they're the leaders that signed the bill, and I'm grateful for them and all that. But, you know, Dr. King should have been up front. He should have got the first pen.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But he was so humble. He's like, you know, he was so excited because he knew everything that he had stood for. Now, a new law wasn't created in the context of our Constitution. It was to move us out of our Constitution. A law was created to bring us back to the original intent of the Constitution. Right. They were all created equal. Right. You know, civil rights for everyone. And that's what the Bill of Rights is. It's the Bill of Civil Rights. Mm-hmm. And so when you're seeing something like Costco pull, I mean, it makes you really think about it. We don't talk about boycotts or anything like that, but if I got to get a burger or something, and Costco sells burgers and Sam sells a burger or somebody else, you know, I'll just get a burger over there, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if really, you know, I don't want you censoring my lettuce or something on there. I want to be able to to eat. And it's just, I mean, why would you do that? Why would you do that unless you don't believe in this country, mm-hmm. in what we stand mm-hmm. for? Because I didn't see it as political at all. I just saw it as historical and answering some real tough questions. Mm-hmm. And every side had opportunities to talk in that particular movie, but then side of these values. And then at the very end, he compares us with the world. It's like, whoa, we're doing pretty good compared to the world. Because a lot of the negative things got imported from other countries that we left.
That's right.
And you'll be really, really surprised some of the facts that when they get, please go take this few moments to go see America. I believe in order, if it comes out on DVD, get it and show it to your kids and your kids' kids, because he did a great job, and I'm thankful for what he did. Also, it's coming out, we're not going to talk about it today, but a movie called Persecuted is coming out in about 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. And you need to plan on seeing it too. It's great to see these movies, these impacting value-based American Christian movies, you know, viewpoint movies coming out. And we've been praying for the media mountain and entertainment mountain, and it's pretty significant. Persecuted is going to be a real good movie, because it gives you the perspective of that we have to have this perspective of understanding that Satan's a liar and he's the father of lies, and we got to quit believing the press on other folks that mm-hmm. are Christians. You can't just, if you see something written in a paper about your brother or your sister, don't just automatically think it's, you know, find the sources, go talk to your brother or your sister. And if you know them differently, then don't buy into that. Mm-hmm. Like I always say, it's amazing how quickly people believe what's written in papers or media about other folks. But when it comes down to what they write about them, it's like, well, I can't believe those people writing that terrible stuff. Oh, yeah. And Persecution is about that. I don't know if we have that trailer ready. I don't know if we have that. Man, you got to see this, because what happens is it's this man of God that's standing up, doing what preachers and ministers do, preaching the gospel, but they're trying to get him to compromise, and so he didn't. And now they started the big lie machine and the push to be able to defame his name. And then he has to. This is exactly how it works. I mean, think about it. Joseph called by God. You know, persecuted by his brothers, was in slavery. He's running, you know, the house of Potiphar. And next thing you know, he's being falsely accused of rape. And now he's falsely in prison. I mean, this is the way it works. We have to understand this is how these things happen. And if we understand it, there's more of us than there are of them. So we could just say, we're not going to buy into it. Take a look at this coming July 18th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant and may even threaten the freedom of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must be defended by work and by faith and even by blood.
Now, your ministry reaches more people than the evening news, and I need you to get up there and announce that you fully support this bill.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
All this talk of persecution, it's going to die, and who's going to be left standing? You are!
You cannot legislate the power of God.
He's not on board. Mr. Luther, do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
Big smile. Excellent.
The girl is dead, John, and they're saying that you killed her.
I didn't kill anybody.
They're watching for you.
I didn't know where else to go.
You're going to be charged with first-degree murder.
I just want to see justice served. I need your help.
Your husband is a fugitive.
He is coming home to this family.
I have a dream to unite the traditions of faith with one voice.
The arms of God aren't as far away as you might think.
Mr. President, John Luther is entirely your misfortune.
People are looking for a symbol. We'll get back up when they're knocked down.
Get your people out there and do so quietly.
They can't silence the truth.
Sometimes in a war, there's collateral damage for the greater good.
In you, I put my trust. If there's any iniquity in my hands, let my enemy pursue me and overtake me. Let him trample my life into the earth. Take away a man's right to speak his mind in a country founded on that very principle. You don't really have a country now, do you?
July 18th.
Wow.
In a theater.
That's powerful.
Near you. Well, you think that wouldn't be happening? It's happening right now. Yeah. One, even today, a bank teller reports, or an interview with Fox News and the CBN as well is reporting about it, that a bank teller gets fired because after 20-something years of working with this bank, 24 years she worked with this bank, because she said, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
They fired her because she said, bless you.
Wow.
They're forcing people to bake cakes for people. It's just things that are going on right now. All of a sudden, it's like there's a polarization taking place, an Alinsky method taking place that is dividing the country and mm-hmm. causing them to have a wrong viewpoint of Christianity because the adversary wants to be able to do something specifically right. to JJ, the Jews and Jesus, the Christians, and understand we got to pay attention. We got to rise up, and we understand this is perfect timing for this movie
mm-hmm.
because it'll bring us perspective. And Jesus said, if they treated me like that, and I'm the teacher,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be treated any better than the teachers. We got to get ready. What does that mean? And one is to don't believe the press when the press begins to speak evilly of the church. It's how would they even know anyway? We have to begin to relate to each other. And that's why you need somebody in your life. You don't need to be an alone or an out there. You need to get connected and rightly related to a family in the Lord, because these things will happen, are happening, and only those that walk with you know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to walk close to somebody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Don't just go, No. That's already been done. That's a finished work on the cross of Christ. And they said, but now consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great what? Boldness. These guys are praying for boldness. Ain't that something? They didn't pray for protection. They didn't pray for a ticket out. They didn't pray for all the, pray against people. I mean, it's amazing when you hear the church like, that's your brother. You can't pray like that to their father against them. That he ain't gonna like that. You can't pray against the church, you know. You know, like Lecrae says, you gotta love her. She's the church, right? She's got her issues and stuff, but you can't come against the body of Christ. Saul found that out on the way to Damascus, didn't he? He found that going, and he says, why are you hurting me? Why are you coming against me? And so he says, don't consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and to perform signs and wonders through your name, the name of your holy servant, Jesus. I mean, what they're saying is like, God, crank it up a notch. Isn't that awesome? It's like, yes, I love that. It's like, where'd everybody go? They ran. No, this is the time to get in and say, this is it. Crank it up, God. This is the time to fight spiritually. Fight. Preach in the name of Jesus.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
Did you actually turn it like cool in here, or did you just kind of like heat? Okay. I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm like hot.
It was the turkey.
Oh, see?
Extra spice, cayenne.
Extra K-on. K-on.
K-on.
Cajun spice.
K-on. What's K-on?
Cayenne pepper.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The K-on. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper.
That's a K-on recipe.
K-on.
That's what
K-on sauce. Cajun sauce.
K-on.
It's a combination.
I just mixed it together.
Okay. Cayenne and Cajun. That's
the mode ingredient.
I say
K-on.
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 You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Amazing. We we're reporting on what's taking place. And if you have not yet gone to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torch drop-down, look for Original Tent for America and begin to just soak on these realities. What was the original intent? And also we have segments that have been done on the original intent of the church. It's okay to go back and find out what our foundation was. It's not wrong, even though people are saying, you know, today, like, don't you dare, you know, bring up George Washington. I cannot believe it's like
our capital is named after Washington.
I know.
Just a thought. Just gonna throw it out there.
Just a small, saying. Your dollar bill,
your quarters,
the general that fought for us in the contest for freedom, that was willing to lose his head for
history.
And don't let people redefine your true history. Don't let them redefine it. You got to grab a hold of history, and you have to learn it. You have to know it, and the good, bad, and the ugly. But that's how we got here today. And if we remember how we got here, by God's grace, we can remember how to stay here.
Amen.
And it is through humility. And we're believing. We're totally believing. I got a chance to be able to speak and share at the VFN Dream Center this last Sunday about Dutch Sheets as the flag and the evergreen and the
awesome.
And a plea to heaven. And just, this is, I mean,
exciting.
I'm telling you, if you are not connected somewhere, you know, get connected to a body of believers who are hearing from God, who the word of God, the Bible, is being preached, and you're being encouraged to actually read and verify what's being preached, and an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ is being encouraged, because that is where the rubber hits the road, and that's what you were designed for. And I want to encourage you, you know, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you, but there's plenty of gatherings around the nation who are going after God. But you can look around where you're at, and it's like, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency, like a kickstand on a bicycle. Human nature is, I can do religion. It's crazy. I mean, I never really could, but most folks can. And they'll just continue doing the same thing over and over and over again, sometimes with 40-year career, never asking themselves the question, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right.
You know? And And then they get to the end of that, and they find out at the very end of a 40-year career, that was not their destiny, that wasn't their purpose. And they say most men don't live longer than a couple years after retirement because they made that their life.
Right.
And the same thing with religion. I mean, people just like, they just start. I mean, some of the, you ask people why they go to church, and you'd be surprised what some of the reasons are. But one of the biggest reasons is why people go and stay there outside of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is that that's where they have a friend there or somebody that is like, but you know, we're given a great commission to go into all the world. Take your friend with you and go out in your community and tell people about the Lord. Introduce them to VFN TV, the Data Radio program. We will, if you just, we'll partner with you, if you'll partner with us and get your friends and family and neighbors and community watching us and listening to VFN TV and the Data Radio program, and we will let them know that you're the one that's helping make that possible because we're called. It's a great commission. It's a commandment. Now, I remember when Peter, we're going to be talking about in our next program this week, make sure you catch it, you know, talking about, you know, how important it is to understand God's spirit and that he is not separate from God. He is God's spirit. And in the Trinity, you know, you can lose your mind trying to explain and figure it out, but you can lose your salvation by denying it. So
yeah, that's right.
My Bickle says. And so understand that though he's three, he's one. And so when you disrespect Jesus Christ, you disrespect the Father. When you disrespect the Holy Spirit, you disrespect God because that's his spirit. And when, you know, it's just all the same. And so you can't say you have a relationship with Jesus while you speak openly against God's spirit, because he said, you can talk about me. You can talk about my dad, is what Jesus said, my father. But if you talk about the Holy Spirit in the wrong way, you blaspheme. It's unforgivable. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have this perspective. And what we'll talk about in this program is about he was the one that confirmed our entrance into the church. Now, why is the church today, a lot of the church, not even allowing him in? And he was the one that confirmed their access, whether Jew or Gentile, into the kingdom. So we'll be talking about that and so much more. Let's talk about, we have a few moments left. We might not have enough time to talk about the harvest. And it's just, if you missed it, got a chance to get Rick Joyner's book called The Harvest, the 20-year edition, anniversary edition, you've got to get it. But let's pick up where we were talking about in chapter 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were talking last time about strong delusions, you know, where the church have come so consumed with their selves and you know what they think is, you know, right or what have you, that, you know, you wouldn't tolerate that with your own spouse. And I'm going to quote what he says here. He says, "The church is called to be the bride of the Lamb. She is most dear to the heart of God. But what groom would be pleased with a bride who was more consumed with her own beauty in person than she was with him? Such self-centeredness would be repulsive." And when I read that, I was like, wow, you know, how much God puts up with us. You know, a lot of times when we get off track and we start getting so focused on ourselves, and me, mine, and this, and, you know, I'm like, ugh,
right.
It's terrible.
Narcissistic prayer life.
It is. Yeah, exactly. And
no gratitude.
None whatsoever. And it just makes me want to, you know, whatever's haywood and stubble in my life, God, get rid of it.
Right.
You know, whatever I'm focusing on or whatever I'm wasting time on, as if I had any, really. Yeah, get rid
time,
of it.
Time.
It's like, what is that? You know what I mean? And, yeah, it was just very eye-opening, and there's so much in this, and it's hard to sum it all up, but it's just amazing.
Well, you know that God gives us something, and without being grateful for it, we're already thinking about the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God gives us an apartment, we're already thinking about a house. God gives us a smaller car, and we're already thinking about the next car. Your husband buys you a ring, and without even glancing at it, you're already looking at how to upsize it to the next ring. And that's, and so often, you know, especially in America, it's like we should be so contented and blessed in America. I mean, God has shed this blessing on us. I mean, that's where it came from, you know, for a long time, because they're promoting that narrative about you should feel guilty because you're an American. That God began to change, give me the right narrative. No, I blessed you. I blessed America. Now just be grateful for it and use the blessing for the Great Commission. Use everything that I gave you to be able to let them know that I love them and I got a plan for their life. And being grateful is a big thing. And we talked about gratitude just recently and beginning your abiding time with God about being grateful. And I just want to encourage you, you know, the things that you're hearing today and what's taking place in Israel, to first of all be grateful that you can do something about it, because you live in a free land. You can say, you know what, I am going to partner with VFN TV and Data Radio Program. I'm going to sponsor, I'm going to put my company out there and say, listen, I'm going to stand publicly for Israel. I'm going to support Kufa. I'm going to pray for the peace and the protection of Israel. I'm not going to turn my head and realize God knows and sees that's what your commitment is. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.